Michelle Craig.
Yeah.
So, Father God, we thank John. And we thank you, Father God, that you're with him, you're in him, and that you, Father God, give us a fresh word for him. We just thank you, Lord God, that we are able to be here. And that as we open our mouths, that you fill it. As we think, Father God, upon our brother's behalf, that you, Lord God, are Lord here and no other, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for a pure word in Jesus' name.
John, he showed me very clearly that he is taking you to a prophetic level where it is Isaiah 62:10. It says, go through the gates, clear the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, lift up a standard over the people. He's wanting you, or he's actually, let me say it this way, he is taking you, John, to this level where you can speak those kind of prophetic words that clear the way, that make a path, that take away the bad stones and put up the good ones, and will help the people. And he wants you to be very careful about who you speak that over and who you don't, because there are some people you're going to see, they need it desperately, but it is not for you at that time. You're going to see some other people, and he's going to go, yes, you're free. Go ahead, do it. So listen clearly for that, John.
And I just see that there's a mantle being passed to you, a baton that's being passed to you, and that you're supposed to pick it up and do what the Lord tells you to do. It's because it's going to be different than what was there before. But he says, you go with me. And he says, I'm giving you great and mighty things to do. And it's going to look different, but it's all me. And I'm leading you and guiding you to take lead. I'm leading and guiding you to look at the people the way I show you to see them. You are a shepherd, but I'm leading you. And I'm showing you each little lamb. And I'm going to give you specific assignments for each one of them, because you're going to see so much of where each one of them need to be, where they can flourish the best, where they can walk in the things of me and the light, that this mantle is something that is different, but I'm going to give you freedom to do that. I'm going to give you freedom mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, in every way, spiritually, that you can pick up this mantle and you can run with it, because I'm giving it to you.
What the Lord's giving me, John, is that you have a ministry already, but God wants that ministry to die so that he can raise up his ministry through you. Just as my sister was saying, he wants new things to come from you and not the old any longer. But it takes submitting and being a servant, you know, to everyone that God puts in your path, just esteeming others as greater than yourself. And he wants to break barriers with you. He wants you to have the ability to permeate barriers without any difficulty, so that you can be free of anything that has ever bound you or bind you, and that he wants you to break through to a new identity, even greater than what God has put in you now. He wants a new identity in you that's going to be something that's going to be so pleasing to the Lord. And he wants you to be humble before him, that he might just be glorified, and that through your life you can bring his majesty, his glory, his sovereignty to everyone around you, and there will be such a realization of who God is through the ministry that he has for you, because he's purifying and cleansing the old ministry and letting it die so that he can raise up the new ministry in you.
You know, John, there are some times when you're waiting for stuff and it just hasn't happened. And you're in that place right now. And you've been there for a while and you know what it's like. But he wants you to not give up. And it's just like in Ephesians where it says, after having done all, stand and just keep standing. And you know, that is such an easy thing to say. And it is a whole nother thing to translate into real life and to really do it. And you've been going through that for a while, and it hasn't ended yet. And it's not ending today, but it will end tomorrow. So he wants you to keep standing, knowing, John, that hope fulfilled is right there. Hope fulfilled is right there. You can't see it yet because Jesus is the light to your path. He is the lantern shining over you. And you can see around you because Jesus is with you and he's shining the light there. You can't see the end of the tunnel yet, though, because you haven't gotten to that point where you can see that light. But John, don't give up. Do not give up, John, because it's there. And there's a reward. And the journey seems hard and difficult because it is hard and difficult. But the thing is God is doing things, teaching things, cleansing things, healing things, building things in you and around you so that you'll be able to handle what you see when you finally see that light at the end of the tunnel. It will come, John. It's on the way. Don't give up. Don't give up.
And I see that you're putting on a new robe. The new robe is it's like you've stepped into a new realm with the Lord. And it's fresh and it's new, and it's like you're a newborn into the kingdom and sitting at his feet. And it's different from, and you're just going to be, yes, Lord, and you're going to be looking. And I just saw your face looking at the Lord and drawing everything you could, because it's a place that you haven't been before. And I know it's hard to imagine that because you've been with the Lord so well. But he said, I'm bringing you to a new place in me that you haven't been. And he's keeping his hand tightly on you, like, just like no one can touch you. No one can touch you. No one could take you away. You're his. He's protecting you. But he's giving into you and giving into you. And sometimes it feels like, what? I didn't know that. What? I didn't know that. But he's going to just be downloading and downloading and downloading in your life. And you do have a new robe on. You're a new man in the Lord. You're a new babe in Christ in a different way than ever before.
You know, John, the training for difficult things is difficult. But the beauty of it is that once you're fully trained, it's not difficult any longer.
The last thing I want to say, John, is I just see you changing your mindset about what meekness and humility mean. And that you desire those things, because as you desire to walk in meekness and humility in all that you do as a servant of the Lord and who you've been in the past, God will then give you every day expectation, anticipation of what he's going to do. When you turn to the right or to the left, he's going to let you see something. You're going to be looking and expecting to see God move. As you develop this intimacy with the Lord and you walk in that humility and ask God to show you what humility and meekness really mean, they're powerful in the kingdom. They're powerful in the kingdom of God, and God wants you to walk in a powerful way in his Spirit, and he wants to empower you to set people free, to do great exploits in his name. And he's doing that by your seeking his face, by your seeking his will, by your walking in the fruits of the Spirit. And I just see God wanting to do these explosive things in your life. But it starts out with humility and meekness.
So Father, we just seal John. We seal these words. We seal his life. And we seal his destiny with the blood of the living Jesus. And I just pray, Father, that this whole thing would be shorter than it was planned. I pray, Father God, that all of this would come to pass better than we had hoped for, and that it would be sooner, Father. May the end come soon. May this is a beginning, but may the new beginning come soon.
Yes.
So I bless John. I bless his life. I bless his destiny in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, guys. Awesome.